Hello, it's Angel. For this pillow talk, I really just wanted to talk. Really just wanted to. I'm sorry. Anyways, I really wanted to talk about just being happy and dreams and hope. I found a poem, and I'm just going to read it real quick. It's called The Smile. It's by William Blake. There's a smile of love, and there's a smile of deceit, and there's a smile of smiles in which these two smiles meet. And there's a frown of hate, and there's a frown of disdain, and there's a frown of frowns which you strive to forget in vain. If it sticks in the heart's deep core, and it sticks in the deep backbone, and no smile that ever was smiled, but only one smile alone, that betwixt the cradle and grave, in only once smile that can be, but when it once is smiled, there's an end to all misery. And I wanted to talk about happiness because I think I'm very active online and different social medias and things like that, and I see these quotes and these posts of people saying, you know, nobody loves me, or just really almost, you know, obnoxious. You know those posts of the obnoxious people that are just like, no one loves me. Well, I guess I'm home alone tonight. And it's, you know, clear. Or they'll post, here's another one, they'll post, today was just a horrible day, the most horrid day ever, and you know, they're like trying to get people to ask why, and then it's even more annoying when they don't tell you. They're like, oh no, I don't want to talk about it. What the fuck, if you don't want to talk about it, don't worry, what? I am not on a lot of social media because of that, but there are certain ones I do use. Anyways, I don't understand that. I look at the world and all the shitty stuff out there, and all I want to do is make it a better place. Try and make people happy and be an escape, and hopefully along the way find, you know, my own happiness, find love, find, you know, make some of my dreams really come true. And certainly everyone's in different stages in their life, so I guess that has something to do with why people say and project these thoughts and this negativity. I mean, certainly even I've projected negativity from time to time, but it's not meant. I don't want to like spread it. You know, you don't want to spread negativity. It's like rust on a car. But anyways, so I wanted to, I read this poem. I like this poem because, you know, there's phases in our lives where we're just bummed out, like something shitty's going on, you know, maybe something really, really bad's going on. Maybe something, we're just going through a rough patch, you know, through work or through life or through relationships or whatever. And whatever it may be. And then, you know, you wake up one day, or, you know, you go for a run, or you do whatever your thing is that you do. And there's that moment where you're like, it's over. It's over. Things are better. It's such a good feeling. And maybe you haven't done that in a while. So maybe, take a minute to think about something difficult you went through, and you got through it, so, you know, really good job that, you know, you made it through. I have a note on my desk, it's a post-it, and it just says, it'll all make sense in the morning, because you know how you sit and you worry, and you think, and then you're like, I don't know what to do, I don't know what to think, I don't know, you know, whatever, it's about whatever the problem or the concern is, or it could just be a whole bunch of stuff. I try to remind myself, okay, there's nothing you can do about it. It's 2 a.m, go to sleep and figure it out later. And it does sometimes, you know, you're unconscious at night when you're sleeping. It kind of sorts things out a little bit, or things just settle. And in the morning, it doesn't seem like that bad of or big deal, or I don't know if I'm making any sense actually right now, but I just wanted to encourage you all to not give up on happiness, to not give up on dreams, to just don't give up on anything. You know, if there's something you want, you can get it if you want it. And and if you don't think you can, then that makes me sad, because anything's possible. And it sounds so naive to say. I always feel so naive when I say things like that. But there really is always hope. There really, really is. And there's always good waiting to come into our lives. It might not be the good that we want or we're expecting, but good is good. And we need to recognize it when it does show up on our doorstep. But, so anyways, good job for all of the getting through all the shitty stuff you've had to go through lately, and hopefully this new year will bring lots of hope and excitement and good things your way, lots of smiles and positive energy. Wow, I feel like I sound really hokey talking about positive energy. But that's what I try and spread, so hopefully it works. I hope something made you really happy today. And yeah, that's really it. I just wanted, I just wanted to give you a couple positive minutes, so. Thanks for listening to me ramble, guys. I will talk to you later. Bye.